Thursday is always employment law on the night side at 8:30. Howard Levitt is usually the one to join us. He is busy doing his lawyering stuff tonight, and we are lucky enough to have his replacement be Sunira Chaudhry of Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry, and Swan Employment and Labor Lawyers. Welcome, stranger.
Hi, Barb. Long time no talk.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And we're really excited about the rebrand and a lot of changes at the firm. So a lot happening this December.
Let me ask you about that, because if I'm not mistaken, you were already a partner. Is that right? Yes.
That's right.
So this is just sort of rebranding and incorporating some more of you into the name of the firm.
The three of us that have been with Howard for close to 10 years, we are really hoping to change a lot of the direction of the firm in terms of promoting diversity. Of course, many women are not in private practice in law, so that's certainly important to the firm, but also just to continue to grow our labor and employment practice across the country. So we're really looking to scale, and we're really excited about it and taking the firm to new heights.
The website is great. There's a brand new website. You can still access it from levittllp.com. And you talk about diversity and inclusivity, but I feel like, having known all of you really for a few years, that's what you've been all about this entire time. This maybe just raises that awareness.
Yeah, that's right. And I think what is lacking in a lot of private practice law firms are strong examples of female leadership. You don't often see a named female partner, much less three named female partners. So this is definitely a rarity in Canada, but we have a really strong team, great male partners as well, of course, but Howard has been really, really at the helm of diversifying his team, adding team members that can really relate to a lot of our clients, because we represent both employers and employees. So it's really important to have that diversity. And I think we know now, especially with things like Black Lives Matters, especially with things like the Me Too movement, having a diverse team that has a gender balance is really important to a lot of organizations now, and we really wanted to highlight that.
Yeah, and before we start talking about employment law questions, I guess one of the other points I wanted to make is, I think a lot of companies are playing catch up now, where this has always been Howard's thing. He's always been open to having strong women lawyers and people of all different backgrounds. And so it's not just a matter of, oh, well, we have to do it because of this. This is what you guys have always been about.
It's always been our recipe for success, and I think clients have really either embraced it or have warmed up to it over time, because the name of the game, frankly, is optics when it comes to employment, now more so than ever, but it's actually always been the case. And I think we're seeing that catch-up happening quickly now, but it's always been a part of what we've offered to clients. And let's be honest, when it comes to law in general, as is the case with many professions, it's largely male. It can be largely a lack of diversity, and we're trying to break the mold there. We've always done it, but now it's something that we really want to focus on as we move forward, because this is the world we're living in now. It's not something that we have time to catch up on. Law doesn't have time to catch up on it, and a lot of the organizations don't either. I mean, we're looking at board compositions, we're looking at leadership and who's at the helm of many organizations, and it's also important that the companies or the firms that support those organizations, like law firms, also represent that diversity that we're trying to bring or to foster into organizations going forward.
All right. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to you a lot through the pandemic. I've been talking to Howard on a weekly basis, and sometimes more than that. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that this has been as busy at, or more, as you guys have ever been.
Yeah, and the reason for that, Barb, is because it's been frustrating for a lot of employees and employers, because the goalposts have changed when it has come to COVID, where people thought they were going to get laid off for 2 weeks, and then maybe 6 weeks, and then maybe 13 weeks, and it's just continued. Employers in the same vein thought that they could hold on. Many have had to shut down. Many have had to regroup, restructure, and then at the same time, dealing with a lot of the new safety elements when it comes to COVID. Employers have had to be very cautious about how they reopened, what practices they had to have in place to make sure that they limited their own liability and keep their workplaces safe. Some employers didn't get it right. And we've had to deal with the regular wrongful terminations, constructive terminations, discrimination cases. But COVID has created a brand new area of law when it comes to employment, because at the same time, we've had to ask questions about privacy, employee privacy. How far can you go when it comes to asking employees about their health, about mm-hmm. COVID symptoms? To what extent do you have to accommodate parents when they have children remote learning from home or have a vulnerable parent? These are all new issues we haven't had to deal with. And now, of course, vaccinations is a huge issue, whether or not it's going to be mandatory. So it's brand new issues coming up that employers are dealing with weekly, and employers have had to be very nimble and very flexible in terms of responding to a lot of these questions that employees are asking.
All right, we're going to take a break, and our phone lines are open at 416-872-1010. You can text us at 71010. Sunira Chaudhry is here, employment lawyer Levitt, Sheikh, Chaudhry and Swan. And if you have any questions regarding your employment situation, were you recently fired? Did you get enough severance? What is the offer they've given you? Should you have someone look it over before you return it back and sign it? Is there a discrimination situation going on in your workplace? Any employment law situation? Thursday evening, 8:30 to 9, employment law on the night side, usually joined by Howard Levitt. Tonight, Sunira Chaudhry filling in, and at the last second, during the break, the big guns come, the bazooka at the gunfight is here, right. Howard Levitt.
Barb, thanks for having me. I'm not sure whether I love that metaphor anymore. It's getting a lot of flack on social media.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sunira Chaudhry.
Everybody's not in love with it.
No.
Not in love with it, no.
So, wasn't that your line, Sunira?
Oh, no. Definitely. I do not own that line.
No, but didn't you voice it?
Didn't you voice the line?
No, Celine? I didn't. Manisa did.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, it's great to have you both here. And this is big guns in employment law. We've got a lot of people lined up for questions. 416-872-1010. Howard, you joined us late. You missed all the nice things I said about you, too. Sunira can fill you in tomorrow.
Good. I look forward to that.
All right. Let's start with Moses Ali. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good evening, my dear. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Go ahead with Howard and Sunira.
Hi. I got a thing here. I lose my job after the 24 years, 10 months, and they're offering me 2 years. Is that a good deal?
Sorry. How many years did you say?
24 years, 10 months.
24 years, 2 months. Well, what do you do? How old are you?
Well, I'm in my 50s now, and I was with them for a long time. And
I know that. You've said that already. What do you earn a year?
I was hoping to get 3 years, but I don't know. Well,
what did you earn a year when you were working for them?
An average of about $55,000 per year.
Well, unless there's something extraordinary, 2 years is spectacularly good.
It's a great deal.
Okay, fair enough.
From what you've told me, I'd have said 18 to 20 months. So forgive me. Now, is it 2 years of everything, like commissions, bonus,
everything, benefits?
Well, then you've done better than a court would give you.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't often hear that, but that is the case.
All right. Thanks. Good to know. Howard Sunira, that's unusual. Is it unusual that people come to you with a deal that you thought was better than they would have gotten?
Sunira?
Well, yeah, it's not common at all, actually. Most of the time, what we end up seeing are, especially during COVID, what we're seeing are really lowball offers, and many employers are relying on potentially their financial situation, even though they may not be able to prove it, and financial situations, frankly, aren't even relevant to the consideration of how much you might be entitled to. So some people are scared off because of that, but they shouldn't be. They should probably get legal advice, because I think what we're seeing is the absolute opposite, is that we're seeing lower packages than ever before.
Sure, people are afraid of litigation. They've already been unemployed for months in terms of a layoff, and all of a sudden they have to think about another lawsuit that could take a long time to settle. They take anything. So employers are taking full advantage of that.
All right.
Yeah, they're running scared.
416-872-1010. Tarek is next. Hi, Tarek.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Go ahead with Howard and Samira.
Okay, so my question is in the context of a business and a contractor. So say, for example, you are a contractor that provides trade services. Can a business make it a requirement for you to be vaccinated in order to perform those trade services?
Well, if you're going into businesses and you're dealing with customers, you're dealing with employees, I think the answer to that is yes. Now, not today, but once public health guidelines come on and say that it's safe and recommended, then the answer will be yes.
I see. So,
most employers will be able to say that once public health says that's recommended in Ontario.
Okay.
And our health minister has also said that those that get the vaccine will have documentation, so we can expect that employers are going to ask employees for that documentation to confirm they've been vaccinated.
Okay, I see. So I had a second half of the question. No, it was relating to, for example, other contractors. So let's say, for example, you were being subcontracted work. I mean, you did answer the question with a main answer, but in the context of a main contractor subcontracting out work to a smaller contractor, can the main contractor make it like a requirement for the subcontractor to be vaccinated in order to work on properties or whatever?
Let me just deal with it differently. If it's a real contractor, and I bet it isn't, it's probably an employment situation, which has already been answered. If it's a genuine contractor, then it's even easier. They'll just say, we won't deal with you unless you're vaccinated. Because there's no obligation to keep you. There's no obligation to use you. If a genuine independent contractor has no right to a work. So if an employer says, my requirement for picking contract would be vaccinations, which the law will say, then it's your choice.
I see. Yeah, I figured it would come down to the choice of the contractor, but I just wanted to know.
No, it's your choice not to work for them again. That's the choice.
Yeah.
No, it's not your choice to do it and keep working, keep getting income. It's your choice to say, fine, I won't get any work from that company anymore. That's your choice. If you're not an employee.
Okay. Makes total sense.
Tarek, thanks a lot for the call. This is something that's, you know, it's hypothetical at this point because it's not widely available, but I guess in the coming months as the frontline workers and the most at risk are vaccinated and vaccines become more available to the rest of us, that's going to be the next step for you guys in the kinds of stuff you're dealing with.
Sure. And then we've got client service issues. Don't you want to be the grocery store that say everyone here is required to be vaccinated? Don't worry, member of the public. Come here, we're all vaccinated.
Right.
Just like we all wear masks and people don't wear masks, people vote with their feet and don't shop there.
Sanira?
I think that's definitely the case. And to the question earlier, I think we're going to see it as part of contracts. Employers are going to be asking for this information. Employers are going to be asking for their contractors to confirm they've been vaccinated, just like we see we want you to confirm you don't have a criminal record. We want you to confirm that you can legally work in Canada. We want you to confirm you have a COVID-19 vaccine. I think we're going to see that. But I think the only twist to this is going to be potentially those who are working from home and those wanting to resist having to come back into the workplace. Maybe some of those folks are going to insist they don't need the vaccine and can continue to work from home. So there might be a bit of trouble there. But I think, by and large, anybody who's working with customers, working with colleagues, going back into the society, they're going to have to get the vaccine in order to do so.
All right. 416-872-1010. Ron is on the line. Hi, Ron. Go ahead with Howard and Sanira.
Yeah, hi. I just have a comment because I'm someone who went through this process, right? So in most cases, it's better to suck up and move on because I want viewers to know that it's going to be a very expensive system because nothing gets settled before mediation. Be prepared to have 25 to 30,000 on the sidelines. If you should hire a good lawyer, I did hire a good lawyer. A good lawyer with 10 years of experience is $400. Very few people can afford Howard. If you hire someone like Howard, you're looking at about 50 to 60,000 before it goes to mediation.
Okay, let's ask them.
That's simply not true.
Yeah,
that's simply not true. I just had a pretrial just now, and I was asked what my legal fees were, and they weren't much more than that. And that's being through 3 separate days of discovery, a mediation, a court motion, statements of claim, statement of defense. Sir, your lawyer ripped you off.
Hmm. Isn't it usually the case, and I can only speak for what I've been through, that you hire a lawyer to help you with an employment situation, you're not going to end up paying the lawyer more than what you're going to get?
In our firm, we ensure that isn't the case because that's how our fee structure works. No, that what you're saying is absolutely correct, Barb. And to say it's $50,000 to get to mediation is simply ludicrous. I think this person, unfortunately, was ripped off by his lawyer.
Right. And Sunira, you know, when I'm thinking about a situation where somebody is not sure if they got enough severance, and in some cases, the lawyer can just send a letter or a couple of letters to get a better offer.
It can often be negotiated, Barb. You're absolutely right. With a few conversations, with a few letters, it's not every case that has to go to mediation. So it's unfortunate that the caller had to go all the way to mediation, but that's certainly not the case in the majority of cases, I think, that we deal with, where we try to confidentially negotiate a lot of our cases. But at the same time, we're not in the business of retaining unhappy clients. Mm-hmm. We only really work with clients where we think hiring a lawyer to advocate for you is going to really result in a vast improvement in what your employer has offered you. Otherwise,
net of the legal fees.
Oh, absolutely. Net of the legal fees.
Look, some employers are reasonable to negotiate with. Others are tougher. But what happens is you come to see them, you write a letter, and they offer you more. But it won't be as much as you're entitled to much of the time. So you keep negotiating a little bit, and you get a little bit more. And either they're going to be enough to say yes to, or it won't be, in which case you issue a statement of claim and get taken more seriously. The longer you stay in the game, through to mediation anyway, the more reasonable the offer gets. But you may decide to cut, if let's assume a case is worth 12 months, you may decide to take 10 and a half months without going to mediation fairly early in the game. If they start off offering you, say, 4 months, I'm just picking numbers out of the air. But yes, if you go to mediation, you're generally going to do better than you did before mediation. But it may not be worth the surplus amount to you.
But we
mediation,
are
usually 4 or 5 months away.
We are out of time. Howard Levitt, Sunira Chaudhry, thank you both so much. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Barb.
Talk to you soon. That's Howard Levitt, Sunira Chaudhry, Levitt, Shake, Chaudhry, and Swan, employment and labor lawyers.